The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Quick afternoon stream, CP the Franchise checking in. Hope everybody's doing okay on this Wednesday game day as well, man. Knicks in Mile High taking on the Nuggets, trying to go for four in a row and three in a row on the road. So let's go Knicks. Obviously, we'll be back here for Knicks post game live after the game. Now, breaking news, Knicks have signed Argentinian point guard Luka Vildoza to a four-year $13.6 million deal. That's according to Adrian Wojnarowski, a.k.a. Woj, for breaking the news. We had brought it to you guys earlier this season, or just a couple weeks ago, matter of fact, that the signing was close and that it was just pending the buyout from his team Baskonia down in the EuroLeague and in EuroBasket. So Knicks make it official with Vildoza. And who is Luka Vildoza? Well, he is a 6'3 point guard with Baskonia EuroBasket, averaged 10 points, 3.4 assists, and 37% from three in about 25 minutes a game this year. So another Argentinian point guard looking to come over and make a name for himself. And remember, the Knicks' last Argentinian point guard was Pablo Prigioni. So Vildoza will join the likes of Prigioni, Manu Ginobili, Luis Scola, and Andres Nocioni. A lot of the Argentinian guys have come here to the States and had success in the NBA as role players. And so Vildoza will look to be one of those guys. In terms of the contract, according to Ian Begley, only one out of the 3 years is guaranteed. So the three years of that deal are non-guaranteed. So it is a four-year, $13.6 million, but 3 years are not guaranteed. And so what that's going to allow them to do is evaluate who this guy is and how he fits with the team and whether or not it's worth it to keep him after the first year. So Knicks have some flexibility there with the team options. They'll give this kid a chance to make a name for himself with the team, and we'll see what happens. You know, 25 years old, I think this is a good move for them. I think this is a way for them to build again, once again, in the margins. According to Woj, this guy was going to be one of the most sought-after free agents this offseason. So good job by the Knicks getting out ahead of things and snatching him up early. And that's a good job. So good job by Perry, Leon Rose and company by getting Luka Vildoza in here. Why not? As I said, 25 years old, still has room to grow and can grow with this team. And what does that mean for Frank? What does that mean for Peyton? Well, Peyton's here in a one-year deal, so I don't think they're going to bring him back anyway. What it means for Frank, who's going to be a restricted free agent with the Knicks, or they could potentially let him walk. We'll see, because like I said, only 1 year of that Vildoza contract is guaranteed. So we'll see what happens with Frank. But obviously, the Knicks are looking to add some youth to their point guard rotation and add a potential long-term option at the point guard. So going into this draft, you know, they're going to be looking at two picks likely in the 20s, you know, in the late first round. Do they go point guard there? Do they not? This move kind of gives them some flexibility. What do they do in free agency? Do they still try to go get Lonzo Ball? I think that could still be a play. I don't think this move prevents them from doing that. But once again, it just gives them a chance to get out ahead of the pack, sign this kid to a cheap deal, 1 year of the four guaranteed, and try him out. Try him out and see where this goes. I also had told you guys that we had spoken to our scouting contact over in Italy, who scouted Vildoza quite extensively, my guy Jason Filippi. This is exclusive to KnicksFanTV.com. Make sure you guys are following KnicksFanTV.com for all of your latest Knicks news. All right, here's what Jason said about Vildoza when I spoke to him. He said, I like him, but I don't love him in the sense that I like him for a good European team, but it's not as much for the NBA. He's another in a long line of proud tradition of tough Argentinian point guards who have done well in Europe. Think of Pablo Prigioni with less savvy but a bit more scoring ability. He's more of a slasher than a three. He's more of a slasher than a shooter, but his three-point shot has improved a lot since coming to Europe. He has a strong build and a decent athlete for a Euro guard. Gritty, hard-nosed defender, creative passer who's a good pick-and-roll player. I think he has just average natural talent, but makes up for it with toughness and hard play. He has a knack for making big shots, including an exciting game-winner buzzer beater in last year's Spanish League Finals. So that was Jason Filippi, our guy from Babcock Hoops, international scout. So has definitely scouted Vildoza quite extensively. And that's his thoughts on Vildoza. So, again, let's just see what happens. This is a low-risk move. You bring the guy into the system, see how he plays. At least they're addressing a weakness on the team, which is their pick and roll. We know that. Peyton has fallen off tremendously in that regard. And, you know, we need a point guard who can get in here and run some pick and roll. Derrick Rose is certainly capable. Will he be back next year? You'd like to think so. But, again, you just never know. So this is just another way of evaluating their options. And so I think this guy, as I said, the Argentinian players have had a lot of success in the NBA as of late. We're going to see Facundo Campazzo with the Nuggets today. He just came over. You have, like I said in the past, you have Ginobili. You have Luis Scola. You have Carlos Delfino. Nocioni. All those guys have come in the league and played. Obviously, Ginobili was a superstar, was a megastar, even before he came to the NBA and became one in the NBA as well. But at the very least, I think, you know, these guys have come in, filled in solid roles, know their game, play good team ball. Pablo was here with us, was excellent in the pick and roll. Remember when Pablo used to pick guys up at full court and always used to get those steals? So they're going to play tough. They're going to play hard-nosed. They're going to play smart team basketball. So it's a good move. Why not? Low-risk move. As I said, four-year deal worth $13.6 million and only 1 year to threes guaranteed. So, again, as the Knicks continue to compete, and they're going to be looking in at draft slots in the 20s or so range, you got to look at other options to potentially find some diamonds in the rough. And this guy could be one of them. So that is Luka Vildoza. Knicks sign a Luka. It ain't Doncic. But hey, this kid might be able to come in here and make some noise. Now, is he available this year? I don't know. It hasn't been said yet whether or not he's available to come to the Knicks. I wouldn't expect him to be available come playoff time. I'm not sure if that's something that they would do, you know, with a guy being so new and with the rotation already established. So I'm looking at this as more of a, you know, summer league training camp preseason type of deal, but you never know. You never know. And then according to Ian Begley, with this roster move, the Knicks had brought Jared Harper's deal back to a two-way contract. So Those are the extra roster moves. According to Bobby Marks, let's see what Bobby Marks says here. He says New York was $2.4 million below the minimum salary floor, and this signing will push them over. We saw this occur with OKC and Gabriel Deck. Smart concept of targeting an international player now with that, because that money could have been lost compared to waiting into the offseason. So there you go. Brock Aller, Leon Rose playing chess out here. Because remember, each team has to spend 90% of their salary cap each year. The Knicks up until now hadn't done that. So what was going to happen was the balance or the difference between meeting that cap ceiling and not was going to get distributed across the roster to the 15 players that were already on there. So RJ, Julius, so on and so forth would all basically get a pay raise if they didn't meet that salary floor. So what Bobby Marks is saying is that by them doing it now rather than next year, they basically use up that cap room for this year and then still have next year to go out and get free agents. So it's a smart move getting him in right now, regardless if he plays or not. So very smart move. My guy Hospi in the chat says, according to Steve Popper, Newsday, he's not showing up this year because of COVID protocols and immigration, but the team can work him out right away. So no playoffs, no this year. Don't look for him this year, but we got him in tow. So like I said, summer league, training camp, preseason, and so on, we'll see this guy. BJ Weiss. This is 15 guys going to be pissed off. I mean, listen, man, they're doing well for themselves right now. I'm sure it's not something that players rely on, but it would have been nice, obviously. It would have been nice for a guy like Mitch. You know, Mitch is only making $1.5 million, so it is what it is. AL Pal says, scouts also said Halliburton was average. Listen, here it is. Scouts have varying opinions. Some are right, some are wrong. GMs have varying opinions. Some are right, some are wrong. We'll see. My guy Jason said he's okay, and we'll see what happens in the NBA. Maybe he comes in and becomes a star. I doubt it, but maybe he becomes a good player. You know, scouts hit or miss, GMs hit or miss all the time, but this guy's watched him play. I haven't, and so this is the intel that I'm gonna present. Now, I trust Jason's adjustment. He's worked for the Pistons. He's worked for other NBA teams, and he's out scouting in Eurobasket and the like. So that's his evaluation. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP here on the check-in. A couple other quick housekeeping notes before we wrap. The playoff edition of the Knicks Fan TV Snap is now available. Make sure that you guys get it in stores today. It is a limited time only, limited edition. So make sure you guys get your blue and orange snapbacks in time for playoff time. It's gonna be a great summer, man. I got a good feeling about this Knicks team. So this month is gonna be red hot. Make sure you guys get your snaps in time, and we'll drop the link in the chat. If TM's in the chat, make sure you drop the link to the blue snapbacks, or we'll drop it right after this in the video description. What else I got? Other notes. The Kellerman Show. Not sure if you guys saw the Kellerman Show yesterday, but yeah, I was on the Max Kellerman Show once again yesterday, represented well for the nation and schooling Max Kellerman in all his BS Knicks talk. So make sure you guys catch that, the latest episode of CP versus Kellerman. There's a playlist on the Knicks Fan TV channel, and we'll also drop the links in the chat as well. I thought yesterday's was a really good one. So salute to Max, the sellout. And yeah, just had to school him once again. So that's my show. I'm on there every Tuesday, 2 o'clock, ESPN Plus and ESPN Radio. So make sure you guys are checking that out. All right, before I wrap, let me salute some people in the chat right now. A couple super chats came in. Salute to AO Pal. I got to read the other ones here. YouTube is always screwing me on this screen. Hang on one second. Salute to everyone in the chat. Whose question is this? What does it mean for the point guard situation? Somebody in the chat said, what does it mean for the point guard situation? Yeah, like I said, it could spell the end of Frank, potentially. I don't think Peyton is going to be back. Rose could certainly be back on a smaller deal. They could still go after Lonzo. I think the point guard options are still all on the table. But I think this guy is just another option. You know, they were able to use that remaining cap money, get this kid in here. It's a one-year guarantee, 3 years non-guaranteed. So it gives some flexibility and some room to evaluate a potential roster contributor. So I think that's a great move for them. Solid move. But I don't think it changes their approach necessarily, because you still have to see what type of impact this guy's going to have. So I still think they'll go for depth. Shout out to Michael Parker, number one fan of the show. He says, salute Knicks Nation. This is a solid pick, and he is definitely not a Prigioni 2.0. He's more of a poor man's Manu Ginobili. C.L. Kendrick says, yay, welcome. He looks like he can help us with three-point shooting. Hope he plays tonight. Definitely not playing tonight, but down the road, he should be able to help. Blade Pinderhughes, peace gang, salute. Peace, Blade Pinderhughes, definitely appreciate you. Yeah, listen, he shot 37% from three in the Eurobasket. A good pick-and-roll passer, which is what we need. Definitely addresses a weakness. Has some size, 6'3". I believe he's 6'3". Has some size, so you know, this is a good pickup. 10 points, 3 assists in 25 minutes a game for Baskonia Eurobasket. So there it is. All right, what else we got in the chat? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy. This show is also presented by Manscaped. Make sure you guys go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Nuggie Fresh says, I hate how he be trying to play you out, saying Union Bomber's basement. Oh, Kellerman, right? I mean, listen, man, that's just the banter. It is what it is, you know. I don't really trip over that, man. As long as you're comfortable in your own skin, you know the truth about yourself. All of that other stuff is for entertainment. Daniel Bloom says, smart move at half the salary of Frank. Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact. All right, what else we got? If you guys are new in the chat, leave me a hashtag new. I'll shout you guys out. 700 on YouTube for this matinee Knicks Fan TV. No calls or anything like that. I'll get back to you guys for post-game live, but I really just wanted to report on the Vildoza deal. 4-year deal, only 1 year guaranteed. And also let you guys know about the playoff snaps. Make sure you guys are getting your playoff snaps, because they are for a limited run. Nick Yak says, is Mitch practicing? No, those highlights of Mitch are way old. Those are from the summertime. Mitch is not doing all of that right now on a rehab and a broken foot. There's no way the Knicks would ever let that happen. So, no, Mitch is definitely not practicing right now. Richard Alvello, appreciate you, Knicks man. Appreciate you. Adam Ross, what's going on? Papa Left is in here. Papa Left, what's going on? Who else we got? King D says, even if he's an option at 12, Leon's making sure the bench is straight. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mikey Murphy, appreciate it. Mikey sends a super chat. Thanks a lot, Mikey. Says, Pablo Prigioni at 25 years old. Nice pickup. Yeah, and like I said earlier, man, think about all the Argentinian players that have come here. You know, he comes from a good lineage. Ginobili was a megastar. Obviously, he was an exception. But, I mean, Scola was a big star in the international scene before he came here. You had Nocioni, you had Carlos Delfino, you have Prigioni, who played here. Several talented guys from Argentina have come here. Again, Facundo Campazzo playing for the Nuggets. We're going to see him tonight. I'm sure he's going to give us fits. He's a scrappy player. So Peyton's going to have to watch him. Peyton's going to have to get aggressive with him. And, I think this guy will come in and fill a solid role at the very least. Everything after that is house money. Everything after that is house money. Who else on this list? Pepe Sanchez. He was better on the international scene. Fabrizio Umberto, he was okay. Walter Hermann was okay. Yeah, I think those guys, the names I gave you, were pretty much a lot of the stars. The top Argentinian players that have come here. If I missed any, throw some in the chat if I missed any. Blade Hand Fuse says, by now, Max Kellerman should have gave you a shout-out on first. Yeah, he should have, right? He should have. Chaz, what's going on? How you feeling? JD Sports Talk says, no more Peyton. Well, he only came on a 1-year, $5 million deal, so I would have to think they'll move on. I would hope they move on, but never know. You never know. You got to have all your cards on the deck and see where you end up. Simma Singh, appreciate you. Expect a fight. My family's in here. What's good, Ev? He says, how much PT do we really expect him to have on the Tom's tight rotation? Well, this year, none. Because according to Steve Popper and Newsday, he's not going to come here due to COVID and immigration restrictions. So don't look for this guy at all this year, at all, at all, at all. He will be, I would have to start at Summer League training camp, and then we'll go from there. So we'll get a good look at him during those times. Not coming here. Darren Jones, welcome to the family, man. What's going on? How you feeling? Just looking for some other questions in the chat. Real quick, Knicks in Denver tonight. Game starts at 9 o'clock Eastern time. What to look out for? Obviously, we know the Joker is the guy, man. We know that's the MVP. Taj is going to have his hands full. It's going to have to be all hands on deck. Need a disciplined game out of Taj. Can't get too physical with him. You know the Joker is going to be crafty and trying to draw those fouls and try to get him out the game early. Don't want to leave Pell out there, you know, early in the game and having to deal with him. So it's going to have to be by committee. I hope we throw some double teams, some traps at him, get him, you know, try to disrupt his passing vision a little bit. Nuggets are number 3 in the league in assists, so we have to be very disciplined. We know they're going to move that rock around the perimeter. Got to watch out for Porter, obviously. He's on the uptick. So just got to play discipline. On the other end, they're very crafty in terms of creating turnovers. Their defense, they have a solid defense. So the Knicks are going to have to be careful with the ball, just like that Grizzly game. and you know, just make sure that they're executing well on the offensive side. It's going to be a tough matchup, as we know. Nuggets are 15-4 since Jamal Murray left the lineup, so they haven't skipped a beat. So we definitely going to have to be on our A game, and hopefully the Knicks can bang out 3 in a row on the road, 4 in a row on the campaign. All right, so that's that. Remember, Luka Vildoza's a 4-year deal, only 1 year guaranteed, 3 years non-guaranteed. And that's the story, man. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Leave a comment after this. Make sure you catch up on CP versus Kellerman. Knicks Fan TV, all blue snapback in stores right now. See you guys tonight. Knicks postgame live. Let's go, Knicks. Let's get it.